Well, water began spilling over the dams of two Houston reservoirs this morning, threatening to make the disaster in that city even worse. The floods have already displaced up to 30,000 people. One of them is Laureen Attamore. She's in one of four shelters the city of Dallas has set up for evacuees. For Attamore, it's a familiar and unsettling scene. 12 years ago, she moved to Houston after she was rescued from her home in New Orleans when it was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. Bill Zeeble from member station KERA in Dallas has her story.
With the first warning days ago of Harvey's potential devastation, Laureen Attamore figured staying out of Houston was a good idea. She was already here in Dallas on business. As she heard of floodwaters rising back home, Attamore and her 26-year-old son, Julian, checked into a shelter on the city's south side.
I'm a Katrina evacuee, and I'm not going to endure the same thing that I endured with Katrina. I was anxious already, considering the fact that we're all on the heels of the 12-year anniversary of Katrina, so I'll never ride out another hurricane.
Katrina struck New Orleans a dozen years ago today, and for Attamore, walking into a recreation center turned makeshift shelter triggered bad memories.
When I came here and I saw the cots, I was telling my son that I don't think I could do it, because when we went through the Katrina, my husband was there, and he's since passed in 2013 of brain cancer, but he's the one that put me on the boat in New Orleans, and that's how we got to Houston. So we all came to the shelter together, and just to walk in the shelter and see this whole thing again, and he's not here, is just pretty traumatic.
Attamore has been away from home since before Harvey made landfall. She's already dismissed thoughts, however, of returning quickly. She figures, what's the use?
We realized that we couldn't get back home because the area that we lived in is a flood zone. I have a daughter that's in Humble, and she's 35 miles north of me, and they're in a higher ground. She has water coming in her house.
Attamore is staying busy despite being stuck here. Her daughter, who was also fleeing Houston, had her car break down a few miles away.
So we're going to try to get her and try to get her car started and bring her back to the shelter.
And she's going to try to escape and avoid those memories from 12 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
And we'll have much more on the storm later today on All Things Considered. Louisiana is preparing for flooding today on the 12th anniversary of Katrina. You're listening to Here and Now.